You're listening to 89.1 KMUW. Up now on the New American Songbook, KMUW's Zach Gingrich Gaylord says that today's hip-hop carries on a deep poetic tradition.
We don't often associate the Romantic period of literature and art with the sounds of factories or machines, but there's a good case to be made that despite our insistence on realism and modernism, we've never really left Romanticism behind. Liberal philosopher Isaiah Berlin complained that Romanticism led to the melting away of the very notion of objective truth, which could conversely be a point in its favor. Where the old Romantics left off, much of hip-hop is picked up, returning to the quest to discover the self within the world that it inhabits. Compare poet John Keats's lines in Ode to a Nightingale with rapper Vince Staples' words from Crabs in a Bucket. Keats writes, "I have been half in love with easeful death, called him soft names in many amused rhyme, to take into the air my quiet breath, now more than ever seems it rich to die." Vince Staples updates the sentiment, giving Keats's death drive a desperate turn. Was your moxie and truth from Poppy, young man? You not acting too cocky. Probably cause I'm feeling like the world gon' crash. Brother Hunter's son on the E-class dash. This continued relevance of romantic themes suggests that there's still wilderness to explore in the world and in ourselves. For KMUW, I'm Zach Gingrich Gaylord.
Spend a lot of money on the CBG, and I look at Lily on the TV screen. Battle with the white man day by day, feds taking pictures, doing play by play. They'll never want to see the black man eat nails in the black man, hands and feet. Put him on the cross, so he put him on the chain. Lines to be saying he don't look like me. Roll cage on the GT3, how the show on stage like a DVD.